It's a Monday, and once again, here we are following a football weekend, and our Detroit Lions. Yes, it is a moment where we offer up what we have usually said is some Lions love or a Lions lament. I've decided to replace the lament with a different L word. I'm thinking loathe might work better this morning.
I'm with loathe.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go with that one.
If this continues on, we might have to keep on checking our thesaurus.
That second Packers touchdown. I mean, the guy standing in the end zone uncovered. I mean, you know, what in the world is going on? I mean, you know, you're in the red zone and nobody watching for a pass. Come on.
I fortunately was busy yesterday, engaged in some baseball fun, so I did not have to witness
or good job.
Or you were lucky. You were lucky.
But yes,
it was very painful.
Looking at the well, apparently didn't start that way.
No, a couple. Yeah, looked good at the beginning. Thought, yeah. Oh my gosh, these guys are romping. Yeah,
14-3 lead at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's. Yeah.
And then the rest of the game.
Yeah.
And then the Lions, they forgot they had also put their defense on the field from time to time.
Yeah, I was going to say that defense is more or less like a sieve, wasn't it?
Yes,
everything
it was
getting through.
I mean, I know we were missing some of our defensive guys. I mean, in fact, we talked about this where we said, you know, not to make excuses, but when you have Aaron Rodgers, who had a great first game, and then you got the Lions coming in missing two of their starting defensive backs,
yeah.
I mean, that didn't bode well, and apparently it didn't bode well.
It did not bode well.
No.
Well, that, what did I hear? They rushed for like 250 yards, Packers did?
See, that's the other thing. Yeah, it's one thing if Aaron Rodgers beats you, but it's the other that they just have no run defense whatsoever. Even the Chicago last week was running all over that defense. And defense, by the way, is supposed to be why they brought Matt Patricia over here, correct?
The rumor has it.
Yeah, that's why. And this defense has been awful ever since he got here.
He ought to be looking at finding a box. Packing up his office at
yes.
the rate it's going.
But, I think so.
But the Lions players back him 100%.
Oh, players.
Or more.
Players normally do.
Yeah, they normally do. It's not usually the coach that gets thrown under the bus, at least publicly anyway.
Right. Yeah. No. And correct me if I'm wrong. He came in after the Lions had finished 9-7, right? And then the Lions decided, Bob Quinn decided to make a change, got rid of Caldwell and brought Matt Patricia in.
I don't have the stat in front of me.
Because he had the Patriots
play. Yeah, there was a stat that compared the last four Lions coaches after their first 34 games or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the Lions coaches, except for one, Jim Caldwell, had below 500 records.
Jim
I think, was like 1915.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everyone's saying, where's Jeff? Yeah, because that was the problem. He had the winning record, but yet he didn't do enough into the postseason.
Right. And it follows the script that you've seen with the Lions for the last, you could say 60 years, but really for the last 3 years under Patricia. Yeah, they show some flashes. You've got Matt Stafford, who is, I think, a fine quarterback. But the offense will make a nice play here or there, but then they sputter like they normally do, and then they just don't have the defense to really keep up. They just don't. The defense can't really stop anybody. And I'm with Dave. I think that they're just gonna. I think they're gonna have to blow it up again, and we're gonna start all over again at the end of the year. Yes, yeah, that's right.
Borrow an old phrase: fix or repair defense.
Very nice.
Yes,
you know, they're at Ford Field. It does work well, doesn't it?
So they'll be battling the Jets, I think, and maybe the Giants for that first overall pick. So I got that to look forward to. You know, eventually it's got to work.
Eventually,
one position isn't going to make much difference.
No.
How many years we've been saying that?
It's right.
That's now. Let me get this stat correct too. The Lions going back to last season.
Yes.
Now it's at least nice to know that we're still making history. The first team in history to lose four consecutive regular season games when you had double digit leads.
That's 100 years of football. 100 years, and the Lions have set a record of futility. Good job, Lions. Another record.
Oh, man. Oh,
love it. That's great.
That's only two games into this season.
Oh, but then they travel out to Arizona here next week, and that's a tough Cardinals team.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Just what we need to hear.
Yeah. And then Drew Brees and the Saints come to town 2 weeks later. Hey, you know what, though? We have Michigan and Michigan State football coming up in a month.
Oh,
hey, see, there's
okay.
some good news, everybody.
Something to distract us.
I saw that the schedule was released over the weekend, and Michigan takes on Minnesota on October the 24th. Michigan State opens up against Rutgers.
Mark it down.
And Halloween. Michigan, Michigan State.
Ooh, mm-hmm. There's a treat for us.
All right. Ooh, okay. Oh, nice to play, Charlie.
Well,
nice to play.
You know.
I'm trying to look at something good here. You're looking for something good. Some positive news.
Is there anything? I'm just looking at some of the stats that the Lions did that was worth even mentioning.
You mentioned the big one about them losing four straight after owning double-digit leads.
And maybe it's, again, because the Lions came out of the box so nicely in the first quarter. It's like against the Packers, you're thinking.
That's why I said.
Forget last week.
Right.
And they do show some flashes. And you can see it, like with DeAndre Swift yesterday, the guy who dropped the – should have been the game-winning touchdown last week. He made some nice catches. Mm-hmm. You see the athletic ability there. He's good.
Yeah.
He's a good player. But it's just they need somebody to bring it all together.
That's the thing, yeah.
And they also need – and, you know, to be honest, to be fair to the Lions, they need Kenny Galladay. Really, that offense could really use him.
He was missing.
Best wide receiver on the team.
And again, if you had your starters, would there have been a difference? I don't know. It's still tough to play Aaron Rodgers at home. I get that. But that goes to go back to what we've been saying for how many years with the Lions, too?
Yeah.
Depth.
Yeah. Right.
Depth.
Right. Davis had one nice tackle early on. Man, he just flattened a guy. He was like a head-on crash, and he took him right out. It was a few bright spots.
Yeah, there were a few.
Jones had a couple nice catches.
And the first overall pick, the first round pick, Jeff Okuda, played his first game yesterday. Nothing like getting a crash course in the NFL by playing against Aaron Rodgers. And, he did okay, had a couple tackles, got beat on a couple, but that's going to happen.
That's
going to
happen. You expect that, but that's what you got to get those rookie things out of the way.
Yeah, got to do that. So,
But they got to Stafford, three or four times, and we only got to Rodgers once?
Precisely. That's more of a problem. I'm not too upset with the cornerbacks. I'm upset that they just cannot get to the quarterback, and they can't stop the run. You can't get to the quarterback, and you can't stop the run.
Yeah.
Okay, it's going to be a long day.
Most quarterbacks you get to, if you can pressure them,
force them into a mistake or two.
Yeah, right. Or at least incomplete pass.
Yep.
I mean, if it's not going to be a mistake or...
Yep.
All right.
There we go.
That's about all we got.
One week left of Tigers baseball.
Thank you. Why? Hey, how about that over the weekend with
Ryan Gardenhire?
That was
that was a shocker.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
And then you read what he's been going through, and you can understand. I mean, but you'd like to think, couldn't you have lasted one more week just to get through it? But if it's that tough and that difficult,
right? Mm-hmm. Yes.
And again, with everything going on in the world that we live in, and his, being a cancer patient and everything like that. Yeah.
Well, he'd apparently been putting up with some serious consequences for some time now, and it's just that he decided enough is enough.
Yeah, and hey, he had to be here during some really lean times, and guide the Tigers as best as he could, and try to teach some of these young players.
And would like to think he did, and he has left a team that had brought up some of those youngsters, and the future does appear bright.
Yeah.
How quickly that bright future arrives, who knows.
Right.
Next year, maybe more improvement, the following year. And frankly, you need a full season anyway.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, this 60 game.
It's hard to believe. You and I were just talking about it. It seems like baseball just started, and now it's going to be over by next week.
And actually, it's going to be a 58 game season for the Tigers because we never made up that doubleheader. We lost two doubleheaders to the Cardinals. We only making up one of them.
Yep, that's right. So, but hey, at least we had a little Tiger baseball.
Yeah, we did. That's right. We got something going on.
Yeah,
we're gonna have a little football coming up.
That's right. Yeah.
Shorter season than usual. What half? About half.
Yeah. No, about
well, a little more
eight
than
games.
Half.
Yeah.
About 2/3 of a season.
Yeah.
Well, join us next Monday.
Break down the Lions Cardinals.
For who knows what. Maybe some love. At some point this season, there's got to be some love.
You'd think.